Hail to the myrtle shade, or hail to the nymphs of the field. Rings will not here invade, though virtue of freedom yields. Beauty here opens her arms to soften the languishing mind, and Phyllis unlocks her charms, a Phyllis so fair and unkind. Phyllis, the soul of love, the joy of the neighboring swains. Phyllis, that crowns the grove and does guide the flowering plains. Phyllis, who ne'er had skill to paint or to patch or befine. Yet Phyllis, whose eyes can kill, that nature hath made divine. Phyllis, whose charming tongue makes labor and pain delight. Phyllis, that makes the day long and shortens the livelong night. Phyllis, whose lips like May still laughs on those sweets they bring, whose love ne'er knew decay, but thence flows eternal spring. Her eyes like stars appear, from her angel face they shine. As Phoebus in his sphere, they dazzle this soul of mine. Whose rosy cheeks o'erspread with fragrant and rich perfume, the Cupid makes his bed where choice pleasures ever bloom. And pleasant nectar sips, oh, her joys forever grow, eke from her coral lips, enclosing pearls as white as snow. So ravishing and fair, no mortal ever yet viewed, transports beyond compare, which Caesar would have subdued. And falls from him his arms, whilst he his great conquest yields, and bows to Phyllis' charms, triumphs of his conquered fields. Laying his greatness down, even at her virgin's feet, in Rome's imperial crown, my bright Phyllis' love to meet. Or Alexander, whom the proud eastern world obeyed, might here have sought a room and in his conquest laid. What joy is when by the spring, oh, I first beheld her face, such as bright angels bring to the dying saints apace. I lowly bowed to earth and kissed the humble ground, telling her of my birth, I and of my fatal wound. She smiled upon me then, and sighing, alas, poor swain, so smiled and sighed again, and straight bid me not complain. Then in her ivory arms she raised me softly, crying, alas, what can my charms so powerful prove in trying? Might Uranus to destroy, then I leaning on her breast, and whilst she called me joy, I with trembling lips them pressed. At which she laid her down amongst the lilies fair, and there my love did crown with joys far beyond compare. Such heavenly transports none upon earth could ever yield, except Phyllis alone, who charms the woods and field.